Order.
The government on the back foot in Parliament, its majority in doubt, asset sales income less than expected, and a bad report on educational standards. All feeding into this opening question from opposition leader David Cunliffe.
To the Prime Minister, does he have confidence in the stability of his government?
Yes. Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Mr. Cunliffe's next question was about one of the two MPs that give Mr. Key's National Party a majority.
Will he depend on Mr. Banks' vote to pass legislation for the remainder of this term?
Mr. Key said it would depend on whether it was a confidence vote, for which the ACT member for Epsom must vote with the government under a formal agreement.
But in principle, yes, where Mr. Banks chooses to exercise that vote on behalf of the ACT party.
Mr. Key was then asked about United Future leader Peter Dunn, who also has a formal agreement to support National on votes of confidence and supply.
Does the Prime Minister now know for certain that the Honourable Peter Dunn did not leak the Kitteridge report?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, I don't know the answer to that. I don't believe that was the purpose of the privileges claim.
Mr. Speaker.
Supplementary question, the Honourable David Cunliffe.
Then how could he accept him back in his cabinet?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Because, Mr. Speaker, firstly, we haven't done that, and secondly, we accept the member at his word.
There was more about Peter Dunn later when the House debated the Privileges Committee's interim report on the Henry Inquiry into the leaking of the Kitteridge report on the GCSB spy agency. And John Banks was the subject of more questions for Mr. Key from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he believe it does damage to the reputation of this House that the vote on the Sky City Bill, which gave enormous concessions to Sky City, was reliant on the vote of John Banks, who received a $15,000 donation from Sky City and is currently before the courts on exactly that issue?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, once again, the member has proved he can't count. The majority was two, not one.
Also in demand, Education Minister Hekia Parata facing questions about an OECD report revealing a decline in New Zealand students' scores in maths, reading and science subjects.
Tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker. I am the Minister of Education and these responsibilities fall to me.
Mrs. Parata then had to stay back after question time when the Speaker accepted a request for a snap debate.
I consider it important enough to warrant the immediate attention of the House by way of an urgent debate. I call on Chris Hipkins to move that the House take note of an urgent matter of public importance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I so move. And the public do indeed deserve to have confidence in their government's education policies, but they can't with this current government.
More on that now from Rhys Lyon.
Mr. Hipkins said the latest OECD education figures were a cause for concern.
The Minister of Education yesterday argued that this is an ongoing trend. There was a modest decline in 2009. That modest decline has turned into a free fall under this government, and our figures have absolutely plunged.
Mr. Hipkins laid blame for the country's falling education levels squarely on the government's National Standards Program.
This government are so focused on constantly measuring the problem, on constantly testing kids, that the teachers haven't actually got time anymore to teach the kids. The teachers want to give this government to remove the red tape so that they can actually get on with the job that they entered the teaching profession to do, which is actually teach kids. And what they're doing now is they're filling in forms to satisfy this national government. It's not leading to better educational outcomes for kids.
Speaking in reply to that speech was Education Minister Hekia Parata.
I'm delighted to be able to participate in this debate because despite the hysterical tone being adopted by the opposition member, New Zealand has a fundamentally sound education system. I have said since I became the Minister of Education that it is top performing for many, but not for all, and that it hasn't happened by accident, and nor will it continue without attention. Our alarm clock rang 5 years ago when we looked at the system we had inherited, that we had inherited from those people on the other side. And that's why we got straight into fixing this.
Ms. Parata defended the government's national standards in education.
This is an endeavour that all of us need to be engaged in, and that means we need to know where our kids are, where they are at in the system, what their particular learning needs are, do we have the resources to support them, and how do we make a difference for each and every one of them.
Education Minister Hekia Parata speaking in an urgent debate on the OECD's PISA report.
That report from Eastline, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.